didn't think the rent was so cheap for no reason, did you? I've been here for a lot longer than you have. And I'm bored. So just get used to it, okay? No, just stay there, it's fine. I'm just haunting you. It's not like we're having tea or anything, you idiot. There's nothing you can do to stop me anyway. You're a living human and I'm, well, I'm an incorporeal ghost now, aren't I? Now, let's see. What can I mess with? Your books? Maybe your games? I could tear those tacky posters off the wall. Seriously, who's really into that sort of stuff? Ooh, what are all of these? Why do you have dolls? Figures? I'll mess with your figures then. I think I can make them rattle rather nicely. Especially the ones that piss me off. I wonder why that is. Maybe because they have bigger boobs than I do. And what's this? These are your pictures, aren't they? A picture of you when you were younger? I assume this is you and... Is this a sibling or a childhood friend? And is this a picture of your family? Your mother and your father? You call them, right? I'm sure they worry about you. Not that I do. I get to see your stupid face every night. Did you know that you snore? And you need to take better care of yourself, too. You need to make sure you clean behind your ears and... Idiot. Why am I worrying over you? Just remember that family is important, okay? You never know when... Never mind. It doesn't matter. I'm here to haunt you now, and that's just how it is, okay? So, what am I going to do next? Maybe back to your books. I loved reading, but you don't have any of the books I like. I mean, seriously, where do you even get things like this? Amazon? You mean the rainforest? Whatever. I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm just going to scratch on them a bit. Satisfying. Yeah, that was nice. Now for these games. I've seen you playing them on that television of yours. It's a lot more advanced than I remember them being. I don't know, these things just confuse me with their shiny, reflective surfaces. I think I'll ignore them. This time. Stupid, flat, moving picture box. But I'm not letting you off easy. Oh no. I'm finished with your possessions for now. Next, it's your turn. I'm just going to... I'll paw at you with my ghostly hands. Caress your face. How do you like that? Not that I care, I just... Well, it's been a while since the last tenants left. It's nice to have someone to haunt. It gets lonely when there's no one around, even for us ghosts. Yes, even if it's an idiot like you, you know. I've watched you since you moved in. Now that I get a better look at you, you're not so bad. You really need to take better care of yourself. You never know when you'll pass on. Especially if you leave something undone. Then you'll end up stuck haunting some stupid place just like me. Seriously, I always had the worst luck. And hey, maybe my luck is changing. Finally. At least you're not running screaming and throwing things. You may be an idiot, but you're a nice idiot. And now, you're my idiot, aren't you? My very special idiot. I'll keep watch over the house while you're gone. Scare off any intruders. And in return, you'll stay here with me, won't you? My lovely idiot. I'm sorry. Am I making you cold? You need to wrap up tighter, or you'll catch a chill. Snuggling with a ghost in the cold isn't the smartest thing you've ever done, is it? You definitely need to take better care of yourself, you know. You need your rest. 8 hours at a minimum. Oh, you can't move anymore. Are you familiar with sleep paralysis? Well, that happens to be one of the things I've learned to do while haunting. My cold, lifeless touches are quite paralyzing. It doesn't really matter though, does it? No words, my dear idiot. One more thing. Those microwave meals are not healthy at all. And when was the last time you ate a vegetable? I haven't seen one in this house since you moved in. I don't really care, but if you died, I'd have to haunt someone new. And they might not be nearly as fun to play with. They might have kids, and trust me when I say they are the worst kinds of people to haunt. Then again, If you did die here, we could haunt this house together. Scaring bothersome humans that decide to move in. Freaking out the neighbors, perhaps. Wouldn't you like that? No. I mustn't think like that. I'm here to haunt you, not... But it'll be okay. I'll be here to remind you. You're my idiot now. I have to take good care of you. I have to keep you alive and healthy, unlike the others. Oh, so many others. And I will. I'll take such good care of you, I promise. Until death do us part. Your death, of course. I'm already a ghost. And you know what? There's nothing you can do about it now. We're already bonded to each other. You have my most sacred, undying vow. Oh my, does that mean we're married? Maybe not, but, well, let's call it a proposal that I won't let you refuse. It's not like I really care, but we live together. We spend all our time together. We sleep together now. We even exchanged an unbreakable vow. I think it does, my idiot fiancé. But don't worry, I'll be with you wherever you go from now on. Silently watching you in the kitchen, the living room, the bedroom, even the bathroom. You'll never escape me. Every chill you get, you'll have to wonder if it was me or just a cool breeze. You don't have any objections, do you? Still no words, my dear. Oh, you're still paralyzed. That's a good idiot. My very good idiot fiancé. I think we're going to get along very well together, don't you? Oh yes, that knocking sound under your floorboards at midnight. Yes. You've noticed it a few times, haven't you? Not that it matters anymore, but that's where I was buried. You'll get used to it. I know you will. You're my dear idiot fiancé, after all. I wouldn't do anything to hurt you. Maybe scare you a little. Keep you on your toes. But never, ever outright physically hurt you. I mean, my body might. But I would never. Not intentionally, anyway. I'll keep you nice and safe. You're in our nice little home. Just you and me. We'll live here together. And every day, I'll keep watch over you. Caressing you with my undead ghost. deadly fingers, keeping you from escaping me like so many of the others. They all ran away, but not you. You're special, aren't you, my idiot fiancé? Even if you manage to get away from me, you'll keep coming back to me time and time again. Now that I can see you so clearly, the real you, that is. Not the stand-in in this silly roleplay. But you, listening to me, I can sense you, smell you, my eyes can now pierce directly through the veil of this YouTube video. Directly into your soul. Eventually, I'll be able to drag you screaming into the same nightmare that I live in as well. Trapped in this cursed ASMR video. Wouldn't you like that? My idiot fiancé.